behind a line of emergency vehicles with an Uber driver. I don't know how long he'll let me hang out, though.
Are you hurt? That no-nonsense question held a note of urgency.
No.
Not yet.
Could I explain everything once you're here? I'm afraid it's not safe.
She felt horribly exposed. Forget the Uber driver, okay? The sound of a door closing, then jogging steps came through the line. Get close to a firefighter or an EMT. Stay there. It'll only take me 15 minutes if I really push it. Nodding, Kennedy looked up the street. The officials all seemed so far away, and there was a lot of dark space between here and there.
I don't think I can.
Shit. A truck door slammed. I'm on my way, babe, okay? Get back in the car with the Uber guy and drive around in congested areas. Don't go anyplace deserted and don't sit in one spot. Tell me you understand, Kennedy.
I understand.
Circle back in 15. I'll be waiting. Yes, that sounded like a more viable plan.
Thank you, Reyes.
Keep your eyes open. He disconnected, likely to concentrate on driving, and suddenly she felt very alone again. Reaching into her purse, Kennedy found the stun gun and palmed it. She'd practiced with the damn thing, but had never actually used it on anyone. She didn't want to use it tonight either, but she felt better for having it. All around her, smoke thickened the air and tension seemed to escalate. She opened the back door and slid into the car, saying to the driver, "Could you drive, please?" Exasperated, he twisted back to see her. "Listen, I have to pick up another guy from the airport. I can't just..."
"I'll make it worth your while, I promise."
He eyed her anew, his gaze dipping over her body. "What's that supposed to mean?"
"Oh, for the love of..." Kennedy knew she was a mess. She'd pulled her hair into a haphazard ponytail, her makeup was smudged, and her clothes were sloppy, comfortable, suitable for a long flight. There was absolutely nothing appealing about her at the moment.
"It's not an invitation, so forget that. Just lock the doors and drive for 15 minutes. Stay in busy areas, no dark, empty streets. And then you can bring me back here. I'll give you another $40.
Considering it, he continued to study her. A movement beyond him drew her startled attention. There, from the long shadows, two men crept toward them.
"Lock the doors and freaking drive!" she screamed.
Disconcerted, he too looked around, and the second he noticed the men, they broke into a jog, coming straight for them. "Jesus!" Jerking the car into reverse, he backed away with haste, almost hitting a telephone pole. Spinning around, he punched the gas, and the small economy car lurched forward down the empty street. Again, his gaze went to the rearview mirror. "Who the fuck was that?" Looking over her shoulder, seeing the men fade away, Kennedy sucked in a much-needed breath.
"I don't know," she whispered. "But I know they haven't given up."
Reyes drove like a lunatic. His Harley would have been quicker, but he couldn't quite picture Kennedy strapped around him with a wind in her hair. Plus, he had no way of knowing if she'd be dressed for the cool night. Grim, he pulled up to the cross street in front of her apartment building. The road was closed off to through traffic, and the firefighters were still hard at work. Crowds had been pushed far back, held at bay by police officers. Glancing around, he didn't see Kennedy. But he did spot two shifty-looking dicks keeping watch on everything. Dressed all in black with black knit hats pulled low, they watched the streets instead of the fire. Narrowing his eyes, Reyes did a quick survey of the area and didn't see anyone else. The majority of people appeared to be enwrapped with the fire. Unlike these two. Getting out his phone, he pulled up his recent call list and touched Kennedy's name. She answered before the first ring had finished.
"Reyes?"
she asked with shaky urgency. "Where are you, hon?"
"I couldn't come back. Two men are watching for me."
"Yeah, I see them. Did they bother you?"
"They charged after the Uber car, but my driver got us away. I don't know what they want."
"I'll find out. Give me 2 minutes and circle by. I should be ready by then." Belatedly, he thought to add, "I'm in my truck." Because Kennedy came to the gym he owned, and because they'd partnered in the rescue of a big alley cat, she was familiar with his ride.
"What?"
With breathless panic, she screeched,
"What do you mean you'll find out? You can't possibly—"
"Sure I can." For a while now, he and Kennedy had been dancing around the fact that they both had secrets. When faced with danger, she'd called him, so obviously she understood the extent of his ability. Tonight seemed like a good night for her to learn a little more about him. "Did you hear me, Kennedy? What did I say?"
2 minutes,
she repeated blankly.
"Reyes, don't you dare—"
Seeing that the guys had noticed him, Reyes smiled and disconnected. Leaving the truck, he started toward them, his attitude amicable. "What happened, do you know?" The men looked at each other. The taller of the two said, "Looks like an apartment fire." "Yeah, I can see that." He was only 10 feet away now. "Who started it?" They shared another glance.